care of. So thank you for putting this meeting together. I think one thing I just want to reemphasize on behalf of Tri-Valley Health System is Tri-Valley Health System is in the preparation and we are prepared based upon the CDC and the Health Department recommendations. So a couple things that I do want to kind of go through, and then I'd like to open it up for questions before we have Kit Calloway, our infection prevention nurse, jump on the line as well. Many of you guys may have seen we did push out a release today. Starting effective on Thursday, we're going to be opening up a new entrance. So we're going to be using the north entrance, formerly known as the Manor. This will be our designated walk-in, same-day appointments for those patients that are sick. One thing I want to reemphasize, sick could be vomiting, diarrhea, sore throat, cough, anything that would categorize into sick. So this will be starting effective on tomorrow. And then also our main entrance is going to be for our well patients as well as for our specialty clinic well patients to enter. So I think I want to really just reemphasize the big goal for this is just to ensure the safety of our community, our employees, and our patients. So having those two designated entrances, one for well, one for sick, will really keep things separated to protect everyone for the safety measures there. Another thing that we've implemented is we're asking any of our patients that you do call ahead. We do have a team prepared and ready to triage our patients that are calling. So the line number for that is going to be 308-697-3317. The goal for this is just really to ensure that our patients, based upon what they're experiencing on symptoms, whether it be for a well checkup, whether it be for a sick, so we can assist those patients to ensure they're accessing the appropriate entrances based upon what we have set up and available to them. The other thing that I think is important also for the community to know is at our Indianola clinic and our Arapahoe clinic, starting tomorrow, we are going to be having our well patients that are going to be seen in the morning, and then our afternoon appointments are going to be designated for those patients that are sick. Again, we're putting these measures in place for safety, for the community, for the employees, and for our patients. So we do have the separation between the sick and the well. A couple other things that Tri-Valley Health System have implemented is we are not allowing visitors. So this is, again, to put those safety measures and based upon recommendations just to stop the visitors at this time. Another thing that we are doing is for visitors, if it is a end of life, if it is a child, those types of measures, we do have a case by case. I did want to share that, but as far as that goes, we've stopped all visitors into Tri-Valley. Another big thing to share with the community is just to reemphasize the social distancing. Tri-Valley Health System have been really proactive to have the social distancing. We've converted a lot of our calls over to the Zoom platforms, the meetings that we've had. So just really encouraging this to the community, the 6 feet to have the 10 or less for those meetings. Another thing to share with the community is Tri-Valley Health System has measures in place for our employees. So any employee that's coming into the organization has screening. Those screening measures are we take temperatures, we ensure where they've traveled, do they have a fever, do they have a cough, do they have a sore throat. Another thing that's important to share is also we have processes in place for our vendors. It is required that any vendor that's dropping deliveries off to Tri-Valley Health System is also screened. So we have a particular entrance, our freight entrance, also known as the old emergency room. For all vendors to go, there is a screening process. So we have measures in place is there as well. So those are some things. I guess, Tom, one thing I want to be transparent on is somebody may say, what is your concern at Tri-Valley Health System? One of the concerns that I do have is PPE, the personal protective equipment. In the event that we would be having to use this would be considered our masks, our gloves, and our gowns. So one of my major concerns is we're trying to order necessary supplies. A lot of the supplies are on back order. So that is a concern of mine is if we potentially could run low on PPE, we could run low on hand sanitizer and soap. So I want to be transparent in that sense of that is a major concern of mine.
Okay.
If I might chime in one second real quick.
If you have questions for Jessica, go ahead and type it into the chat side and we'll follow up with those. That way we'll have a running question if we don't get to them and get them answered for you. Melissa Jackson is taking notes of that. So If you have questions, feel free to type them into the chat and we'll go from there. So go ahead, Jessica, sorry.
Thanks, Tom. Another thing to share with the community is per the recommendations, our elective procedures have been canceled. So surgeries right now are only being done on an emergent basis and case by case based upon working with our providers and what's best for the patient. So those are some measures that Tri-Valley Health System has in place. Again, just want to reemphasize we're following the CDC recommendations and the recommendations from the health department.
We have a question from Bill. Is the issue gowns, masks, et cetera, is an issue of cost or just availability?
So that's a great question. The concern with PPE is an issue of availability. As many of you guys are aware, everybody across the United States is really checking their stock and their inventory. So it's availability. One thing to share, we have worked with Dr. Dean Cope. We do have his team kind of on standby as well for any particular masks and gloves. So if there are any other community members that would have any PPP available that we could work with you to put you on standby, I'd encourage you to reach out to Kit Calloway or myself so we could potentially get this implemented. We've also worked with the Cambridge Public Schools. They do have some gloves potentially also that we'll be able to use.
Okay. Just a couple questions, Jessica, from my perspective, and maybe Kit can answer this too, I'm not sure. Where do we sit as a community as far as, you know, symptoms, tests, things like that, where we're at, what risk level are we at as a community? Some communities are telling themselves that they're in a high risk or a medium, moderate risk. Where do you see Cambridge at today? And what is Tri-Valley's need or plans in a major outbreak, and how do we help with that, whether it's locations, triage centers, whatever it may be, because obviously our healthcare system is only as big as it is. What is Tri-Valley considering and thinking about in those manners as this thing progresses?